we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
I was at an event in my little hometown, Alvord, Texas, the other day. And I was visiting with the mayor and one of our sheriff's deputies and some other upstanding citizens of Wise County, America, talking about what a great place this is to live, raise a family. Welcome to the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, located just outside of Alvord, Texas, gateway to the grasslands, the Bermuda Triangle of good old boy. You come up here and just hope to get lost and never find your way back out. Front door to the Camp House brought to you by my friends at Fortiflora from the trusted name Purina. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. It stops GI upset. If you own a dog, you really ought to have Fortiflora in the fridge. Learn more about it when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, I'm fibbing a little bit. Normally, we are in the Camp House in North Texas. This weekend, we're not. We are in Adairsville, Georgia, at the overwhelmingly beautiful Barnsley Resort. It's time for the Jim Shockey Classic, benefiting Freedom Hunters. We're going to play golf. We're going to shoot sporting clays. We've got some great auctions, and you can participate in that auction online from wherever you are and benefit some outstanding men and women that have served our nation. Bless them with great therapeutic hunting and fishing trips. Top-notch stuff. I'm glad you're here with us. When we wrapped this event up last year, Jim and I sat down on the final evening and just kind of reflected a little bit. Jim, what a great day, man. What a day.
It's the best. The people that come out to support this great cause, it's fantastic. You can't thank them enough.
Yeah. They come with generous hearts, and just when you think they can't give any more, they give more. Not only money, but I'm talking about time, volunteers, a lot of it really special people.
Yeah, I mean, you probably heard me trying to thank everybody last night. It's so many people devote their time and energies to this to make it a success. And again, the cause is worthy.
Why do you people in Canada do that? Again, you take a perfectly good word like again, A-G-I-N, like we do in Texas, and then you just blow it up.
Eh?
Jim, normally you're standing on one of the holes, a par three with a wedge or a 9-iron or whatever you need, and you compete against the guys that way. But you've had some medical issues over the past year. You've been fighting. You got some arthritis. Makes you hard to swing the club. But you're pretty competitive, so you just grab the putter and go.
Yeah, this year I wanted to compete so badly because what I'll do is I'll sit on the hole on a par three, and I'll take on all four people in each foursome.
Yeah.
And I try and beat them all. I'm about 70% successful at beating the whole group. But this year I couldn't swing a club. The arthritis is so bad. So I'm working on that. Next year I'll be back. But I still picked up the putter and tried to help out each group on the putting green, which I didn't do because I'm a terrible putter. But I did my best.
Well, hey, you did a really good job, and it was a lot of fun. To quote Joe the Pro, the guy that was hitting balls for you up on the tee box today, great guy, by the way. He said, you know, I hope Jim is better with that muzzleloader than he is with that putter, Dan.
I assure you, Jim is better with the muzzleloader than the putter.
If people want to, or they're interested in this, maybe want to come join us next year or whatever, what are they in for when they get here? What happens? What takes place?
Well, we've got a meet and greet the evening before and a tremendous auction. Not online, but also there's a live auction. There's hunts from all over the world. There's guns galore here, and then a whole bunch of like knives, you name it, it's all here. Even I think we had a blow up giant Zodiac type boat.
Yeah, we did.
So that's all available, and it's all for a good cause, like I say. But the prices are good as well. So anybody that comes on the first evening gets to be part of that. There's a dinner, and there's some speakers that are amazing. I mean, the lives they've done, the sacrifices they made, and they. You know, they tell their stories. There's at least four-star generals retired that came to the event or have been coming every year and this year again. Then the next day we have a golf event. And right now We're just about to celebrate the barbecue and give away all the awards, yeah, including for last place. So you don't have to be a... It's not about golfing. It's about camaraderie, getting together, and raising money for a great cause.
It's actually about healing, too, for these guys that have come back wounded from war, and that they tell us over and over again what great healing this is.
Yeah, you know, the Freedom Hunters, Anthony Pace and his crew, that's who I support as the foundation. Anthony and I came up with that, boy, it's more than 20 years ago, and we've taken over 11,000 veterans on all expense paid outdoor adventures, you know, fishing, hunting, and the joy that it brings to them, the happiness that maybe wasn't in their lives, it actually saves lives. And they've told us this over and over. When you hear the stories, I mean, you can't hold back the tears when they're telling their stories of what it meant to them. And this is so rewarding. I mean, you do what you can, but it's never enough. And this is, like I say, we're doing our best, but it's a fabulous event if anybody wants to come out.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, it's so much fun. Every time we get together, we have fun, and it's always for a great cause. Freedom Hunters, I can't tell you thanks enough for what you do. When you lend your name and your image to Freedom Hunters, something like this, it boosts it up and lets everybody know, hey, this is legit.
Well, I appreciate that. But right back at you for everything you do as well for the veterans and for the outdoors conservation. I mean, you're there every single time, and that total respect.
Stick around. Coming to you from the Jim Shockey Classic, benefiting Freedom Hunters in Adairsville, Georgia this weekend.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter with Kinder Outdoors.
I have the best wireless provider on planet Earth, and that's Patriot Mobile. Strong 4G and 5G service all across the country. Support that's based right here in the good old USA. And you might even save some money. I know I am. From my old provider, one of the big names, to Patriot Mobile, dropped a considerable chunk from my monthly fees. And Patriot Mobile does the right thing. A portion of my bill every month goes to support things that are pillars, are absolutes, like our Second Amendment, our First Amendment, sanctity of life, our military and first responders. That's right. A portion of your phone bill goes to these efforts, causes, and truths. Make the switch. I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code KINDER. Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, you'll find a huge selection of firearms, ammo, fishing tackle, including rods, reels, lures, baits, and every accessory you can imagine. Whether you buy, sell, or trade, Marksman's mission is to guide and educate their customers, whether they're new to firearms or experienced, skilled shooters. Visit one of their stores in Mansfield, Granbury, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. For more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees and have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and
just down the road.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, presented by Patriot Mobile.
Calming care. That's for the dog that's a little too happy about life. The overbarker, the overjumper, the one that won't stay off of guests when they come to the house, and the one that tears up the carpet when you leave for work. Calming care. Very gently, not a drug. Very gently and naturally over time settles the overactive dog. Learn more about calming care when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. The Barnsley Resort, Adairsville, Georgia. That's where we are for the Jim Shockey Classic this weekend, raising important funds to send as a thank you, and it's a therapeutic thank you to our military men and women that have served our nation, put themselves between us and harm. True heroes, and we're here to say thank you to them this weekend. Jim's here. A lot of great folks are here. And one of my very favorite people on planet Earth is here, and he's been working to put this thing together for a year now. You hear him from time to time on the show. My good friend, Anthony Pace. He is the backbone of Freedom Hunters. Tirelessly, day after day after day, working for these men and women, and we greatly appreciate that, and it's always wonderful to talk to you, Anthony. It's a big place. You're on one end of it. I'm on the other, so we're on the phone. But we're going to have a great time this weekend. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Billy, it's great to be back with you, as always.
We are coming to the world today from Adairsville, Georgia. First time in my life I've been in Adairsville, Georgia that I can remember, and we're at the Barnsley Resort. Hey, this is a pretty swanky spot. This is pretty nice.
It really is a great spot. It's a beautiful location. I understand the golf course is near number one in Georgia, and we'll be shooting sporting clays at one of the best sporting places as well. So it should be a fantastic event.
It is going to be a great weekend, and of course, we want you here with us in person, but if not, you can check us out online, keep up with the auctions, and be a part of this and support Freedom Hunters. I know you don't want to support Freedom Hunters until you know what it is, so Anthony, I've asked you 100 times, but we have to keep telling the story. What is Freedom Hunters? Who are Freedom Hunters?
Well, we are a military outreach program, 501c3. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor adventures, mainly hunting, shooting, and fishing trips, and we'll do that all across the country and do some international trips as well.
When you say international trips, are you talking about Africa or what? I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we do some African trips. We got a place in Namibia that we send the guys to, as well as up in British Columbia for bears and Newfoundland for moose. And, you know, we'll have a fishing trip down to the Bahamas as well.
And it's a great way to say thank you to our military men and women that have served us so fearlessly and faithfully. And hats off again, Anthony. Thank you for what you and the Freedom Hunters team do year after year after year to take these guys and gals on these outstanding adventures. That takes money.
It takes locations. It takes willing landowners. Let's start right there. If I'm a landowner and I have prairie dogs on my place or coyotes, I'm not a spectacular spot. You can still use me, right? We can still help.
Oh, absolutely. Any type of adventure, any type of opportunity, whether it's hunting, shooting, or fishing, we'd love to get the guys out with you. All you have to do is contact us, say, hey, we've got prairie dogs that are running all over the place, and we'll arrange it. We'll get the veterans to come. We'll set up lodging, food, whatever we need to make that opportunity work. And any opportunity, really, Billy, is a huge therapeutic adventure for the guys, and we've seen how it's changed their lives and how it's saved lives. So anything that comes forward is obviously extremely welcome.
Literally saved lives. And no matter where you are in the country, if you're listening to us in Hawaii or Maine or South Texas or Florida or wherever, there are veterans in your area. And I think typically that's how it works, right? When you have a hunt in South Texas, you're going to get in touch with local vets there that can use this kind of therapy and treatment.
Absolutely. So we've been doing this since 2006. So I've got a database of warriors spread out all across the country. And so it's easy to do. If somebody says, hey, I've got a spot in Fort Worth, Texas for us to come to, all I've got to do is pull up the database, find out who's close enough to drive to it. And so it could be as simple as a half day opportunity. And we've got people within driving distance all over the country.
That is so cool. What if I have a buddy or a family member that could benefit from this, a veteran, a wounded warrior, someone that has served our country and could use the camaraderie in the field or out on the boat?
Yeah, it's simple. We've got an online application. If you go to freedomhunters.org, up in the top right-hand corner, there's an apply for an adventure. You can fill it out for that serviceman, or they can fill it out themselves and just ask some basic logistics questions and questions about their service, nothing that's too invasive. Once we do select the serviceman, we'll ask for a DD-214 and have a waiver signed just to make things official. But it's a simple application and take you 5 minutes to fill out at the most.
Anthony, 20 years ago, the Lord laid it on your heart to do something more than just shake hands and say thank you. You wanted to go to work for these men and women, and boy, have you ever done that. How many trips now over 20 years?
We've taken out over 14,000 veterans and their family members.
Wow. Did you grow up hunting and fishing? Was this part of your lifestyle, and you just wanted to share it with these folks?
It did. I mean, that was some of the best times of my life, and hunting with my grandfather and my dad and my uncle and, my brother, now with my kids. So it's a passion for me. It's something that we do to get together, bond, laugh, tell stories. There's nothing like that that I think can get accomplished anywhere else than out in the field.
Yeah, it's good medicine for us when we go. How much more for that wheelchair-bound veteran or that veteran that maybe is suffering from PTSD and just doesn't socialize and get out like before, maybe. This is a really good way to help them out and to encourage them. And even, like you said earlier, save lives sometimes. So we are in Adairsville, Georgia. This all takes money to take these veterans and treat them like Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters does. It takes money. Jim Shockey attached his name to this 20 years ago as well, and that's been a great benefit. Everybody knows and loves Jim, and this is the Jim Shockey Classic. So tell people what that is.
Yeah, so the Jim Shockey Classic is one of our biggest fundraisers. We get together. This year we'll do sporting clays and golf. And then we also have a charity banquet with an online auction as well as in person. But the online auction is pretty amazing. We've got, over 150 vendors that come together, donate their product, again, to help us raise money to get these adventures going.
Yeah, and that all takes place Sunday night. What about the silent auction? Can folks at home participate in that as well?
Absolutely. And we've got great items. I mean, we've got firearms from Stoger, Daniel Defense, HS Precision, Henry Rifle, Bighorn Armory, Christensen Arms, Gunworks, PTR, and Palmetto State Arms. So any kind of firearm you want. We've got knives. We've got optics from Revic and Vortex and Leupold and Trigicon. So you name it, we got it.
Awesome. Anthony, sit tight. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to get into more detail about these auction items that folks can bid on from the comfort of their home. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by my friends at Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic from the trusted name Purina.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
When you drop your wild game off at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing, go ahead, order up your ground meat and breakfast sausage. But don't stop there.
We worked on a taco meat for 3 years to where women and kids would eat it, and a chili that we make now where you just take these things home and just throw them in a crock pot or fry them in a pan and they're ready to go. Our tamales are probably hands down to anyone's. They're double meat and, you know, masa, and they're simple, and they're we just can't make them fast enough. They're fully cooked. All you got to do is poke two or three holes in the bag that we give them to you in and throw them in the microwave for 3.5 minutes aside, and it's like we just pulled them out of our steamer the day we made them.
These items have become staples in our home. Robin's favorite is the taco meat. I'm partial to the tamales, and what a feast when we put it all together for friends and family. Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, just north of Fort Worth, about a mile from Cabela's as the crow flies. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th. 2024 at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Patriot Mobile, that is my wireless provider, and I'm so glad I made the switch. And for a lot of reasons. Number one, I have great service. I have great 4G, 5G, nationwide, wherever I go, deer blind, boat, all my favorite waypoints that I like to fish. I've got service where I had service before. With a big name brand carrier, I have now with Patriot Mobile. The difference is what happens after I pay my bill. A portion of my payment goes to the Patriot Mobile mission, which is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always in their work. Learn more about Patriot Mobile when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and I want to pay your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom and standing for the pillars and strengths that made America great to begin with. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kinder Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Hey, the Maine Moose Lottery is open right now. I know that's a bucket lister for a lot of people. Applications must be completed by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on May 15th. So you've got about a month to get it done. The 2024 Moose Lottery, the permit drawing in Maine, will take place on Saturday, June 15th at Fort Kent. Moose in Maine. How cool would that be? Coming to you from Adairsville, Georgia, and the beautiful Barnsley Resort, the Jim Shockey Classic, benefiting Freedom Hunters this weekend. And my dear friend, Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters, is joining me, kind of co-hosting with me. Anthony, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, man, it's great to be with you.
We're having a tremendous time this weekend. I accused our friend, our dear friend, Jim Shockey, last year. We were in the Carolinas, and he does a little gambling out on the golf course with our golfers, and I accused him of illegal gambling last year, which is why we had to move to Georgia to get him out of hot water. So that's not really the case. It's a fundraiser out on the golf course where you go head to head with Jim, and it's a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, it's a great time. You know, we have Jim will be out on one of the par threes, and challenge the people closest to the pin, and just a great time of some quality time to spend with Jim and get to know him a little bit. And he's so accessible at this event. Just come up and talk to him and take his hand, and it's a good time for sure.
Absolutely. And not only Jim, but the real heroes at this event, and I don't want to undersell that, because Jim brings a lot of clout to and attention to this event and throughout the year for Freedom Hunters that really benefits these men and women. But the heroes in the room are our veterans, and it's always a room full of very humble and modest heroes. Incredible people.
Absolutely. So we've got three great speakers that are going to come. We've got Major General Klein will speak. We've got Tyler Andrew Vargas will be one of the speakers. In the room, we'll have three four-star generals. We've got two of the veterans that we've had out on the Shockey tribute hunts that'll be in the room, and quite a few others that come as volunteers as well as participants.
I want to make sure that people understand that because this is the Jim Shockey Classic and he attaches his name to Freedom Hunters, this is not a fundraiser for Jim Shockey. We don't raise money to buy trips from Jim and his outfitting operation. This is all out of the heart to help these men and women.
Absolutely. And it's great. It's, the, to get these women out on the Shockey tribute hunts. I mean, these are special hunts, you know, what I would consider high-end trophy hunts. And it's an opportunity that, most of these warriors can't afford personally. So to be able to send them to, you know, to Africa or British Columbia or Newfoundland is something that, most of these guys could never afford in their lifetime.
Most people on planet Earth could never afford these trips in their lifetime. So, hey, it's beyond special, and they deserve it beyond deserving for sure. Let's turn our attention now to this incredible auction that we're having both online and in person. People can go and look and bid right now, can't they?
Yes, they can. The auction's opened up and ready to go.
So where do we go online?
If you go to JimShockeyClassic.com, there's a link right to the auction site, and you can just click on that, register, and start bidding.
Just that simple. And how many items are there in that silent auction room?
In the silent auction, we've got over 100 items on the silent auction.
Wow.
So some great stuff on there.
If you're an outdoors man or woman, you're going to want to take a look at this stuff. You briefly mentioned it earlier, but a bunch of guns.
Oh, yeah. There are some amazing guns. You know, I love lever guns. That Big Horn Armory is a Smith & Wesson 500, beautiful wood, an amazing gun. I had the privilege of shooting one probably 15 years ago at the SHOT Show out at the range day, and I've been in love with them ever since. So every time I get to put my fingers on one, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not it. I mean, if you, everything from a smoke pole to a AR, if it suits your fancy, it's going to be in the silent auction and available to you now, right?
Absolutely. You know, and one I would take a look at too, Horns for Heroes made us a beautiful steak knife set. It's a deadhead 8-point whitetail. It's got Damascus blade knives inlaid with turquoise, both on the mount itself and in the handles of the knives. Just an amazing piece. If somebody really wants a showcase knife set for their lodge or their home, this would be the one.
Yeah, and that leads me right into my next question. If I'm not a hunter, if I'm not a shooter, there's still plenty for me in this auction. There's just a ton of beautiful art, different things that you can choose to bid on, and at the same time, help our wonderful warriors.
Absolutely. You know, Eva Shockey's got some of her products on there, so we've got necklaces and, you know, tablecloth set. We've got concealed carry purses, jewelry, whatever you want. There's got to be something on here that you'd like.
Every lady needs a concealed carry purse, whether you carry and own a pistol now or not, because you ought to carry and have a pistol and have some training in that for self-defense in this world we live in. Anthony, if you can hang on one more time for me, we're going to come back and put a bow on it in a couple of minutes, okay?
Very good.
Got a couple of minutes before we head for the coffee pot. Time for a dog training lesson with Ronnie Smith, Smith Kennels out of Oklahoma. We're teaching the hear or come command.
The most important thing when you're teaching any type of command is that you do it in as controlled, successful environment as possible. And then just be very repetitive about it. Talking about the hear, I would start the dog on a rope. If it's a younger dog, puppy, I might start him on a smaller diameter cord. But just by having that dog on a cord, you have control of the situation. So when you cue that dog to come to you, when he starts to go off, you can take that away from him. You're going to be successful having a rope on him.
And consistency and repetition, very important, right? We don't need to be taking a day off.
No, that's right. You know, never put yourself in a position where you ask a dog something of him that you can't enforce it. So if you're doing rope work, trying to teach a dog here, then the next day he's running out in the yard, don't ask him to come to you if you don't have a rope on him and can't enforce that, because now you have inconsistency in your program, and that's the behavior you're going to have.
Okay, Ronnie, you've been using a rope or a check cord to get your pup to come to you. Are you using any verbal commands so far?
initially you are not. You're just trying to get the behavior of a dog that when you cue him with the rope, that he comes to you willing. Once you can get that behavior, then just tell him what it's called, either here or come, or you can name it anything you want.
Now, after we have gone along steady enough that we're off the rope, what's your next step?
What I would do initially is let that dog drag the rope, because you're going to have a refusal, guarantee it. So if your dog's out running free, let him drag the cord, the rope, and make sure there's not a knot in the end of that rope so that he doesn't get hung up. But when you ask him to come to you, if he doesn't, then you need to walk over, grab the rope, pull him to you, then positive reinforcement. That way you don't get he learns that he can't refuse you.
And then eventually, on down the road, you're going to transfer that over to an e-collar, right?
Right. And all think about the e-collar is just a long imaginary rope. The dog already knows what it is that he's supposed to do, and he has been doing it. So the e-collar is just a remote cue. It's just a long rope.
Kinder Outdoors is presented by Patriot Mobile. Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford. When we venture into Dallas-Fort Worth for conventions and expos and Christmas shopping and family visits and football games and whatever, we stay in the cabins at the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on beautiful Grapevine Lake, Texas. Each cabin has its own individual living social area and kitchen, dining room table. The kids and grandkids will love the loft. And you and your wife will enjoy the peaceful privacy of your own bedroom. One thing I really love about the cabins at the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, is that I can park my truck right outside my door. No elevators, no getting up in the middle of the night and peeking out the window at the mass of vehicles to see if mine's still there, unmolested. I pour myself a cup of coffee from the supplied coffee pot in my Vineyards cabin and enjoy a view of the lake from my front porch. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, Grapevine, Texas. VineyardsCampground.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials.
All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra Championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
We support the solid values, strong backbone, and struggle for freedom that made America great to begin with. This is Kinder Outdoors, mobilized by Patriot Mobile.
I'm Billy Kinder. This is our camp house, Kinder Outdoors. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your valuable time with us. We greatly appreciate that. If you would, drop by the website, Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. KinderOutdoors.com, and let us know where you are and how you listen. AM, FM, Sirius XM, podcast or broadcast. It would really help us out to know. And thank you for listening. You know, a part of our website that folks have really enjoyed over the years and seem to visit a lot is our access to the hunting and fishing rules and regulations of all 50 states. If you're going to take an out-of-town fishing trip this summer and you need to brush up on trout regulations in Colorado, it's there waiting for you. Get licensed up before you hit the road and waste no time taking care of that. You can just jump right out of the truck and into the stream. KinderOutdoors.com. Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters, my special guest on the show this week from the Barnsley Resort and the Jim Shockey Classic, Adairsville, Georgia. Thanks for hanging on, Anthony.
Oh, man, it's great to be back with you and enjoy the conversation as always.
Hey, we are in Adairsville, Georgia this weekend for the Jim Shockey Classic Military Tribute for Freedom Hunters, which brings in funds to take these men and women, these heroes, on incredible hunting and fishing and outdoor excursions around the globe, literally. And that's proven through the years to be really good therapy for these folks, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been amazing to see how lives have been changed. And, you know, just for instance, this last year we sent 4 warriors up to Newfoundland on the moose hunt for the Shockey tribute hunts. And 2 of the veterans, you know, had never met before. One of our veterans from Arizona and another one from Maryland came, and they decided that they were going to drive part of the trip. Had never met each other, so they drove from Maryland up to Newfoundland, you know, took the ferry across the ocean to get to the hunt. And, you know, both of them after the trip and during the trip said, you know, they'd found a new friends for life. And, you know, we're able to talk through issues that they were going through personally and physically. And it really, really changed their life, you know, brightened their day. And I think, you know, as far as I know right now, they're planning on getting together and doing an elk hunt together. So it's very cool just to see that happen and understand what this money that we're raising to goes for.
Yeah, absolutely. And 14,000 trips through the years. What you just told us, you've seen that over and over and over again, even to the point of saving lives.
It has. You know, I was approached by a veteran who we took out. He turned out to start volunteering with us. And a couple years into volunteering, he said, "Hey, I was one of those guys that was sitting at home with a pistol underneath my pillow. And just waiting for the day to get up the courage to take my life." And you called and you said, "Hey, come fishing with us." And that event changed his life. He, you know, turned his life around, started helping other veterans, went and got his degree in psychology. And so now he's not only helping them get out on outdoor adventures, but physically being able to counsel them step by step.
Wow, what a story. What incredible work and important work that you're doing. And you had mentioned the 2 veterans on the moose hunt in Newfoundland. they can speak to each other. They can talk to each other in a way that we cannot. They've experienced something that we never have, never will, more than likely. And it's so important to bring these guys together. The moose is spectacular. The hunt is over the top, incredible, a memory they'll never forget. But it's not the highlight of the trip. It's not the most important part of the trip. It's the vehicle that brings about healing. And God bless you for doing it and for Freedom Hunters. I know that, Anthony, there are a lot of unpaid Freedom Hunter volunteers out there that you'd like to tip your hat to.
Absolutely. So I calculated the hours, volunteer hours that we had for 23. We ended up with over 35,000 hours, volunteer hours. And the guys give their heart and soul. And they may only volunteer, you know, for one event a year. And then I've got other guys that, you know, put in 40 to 50 hours a week just, you know, making wild calls and connecting with vendors and outfitters and landowners. So it's pretty amazing to see all these great people that have come together and given their hearts and souls into it.
Absolutely. You betcha. And, boy, I know that if folks are sitting at home in Kansas or Montana and listening to us today, they'd love to be here. You can participate. Once again, we want to remind you to check us out online, make a bid at that fantastic silent auction. Tell us again, Anthony, where to go.
If you go to JimShockeyClassic.com, there's a link right up at the top that will direct you right to the auction site.
Okay, or KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. We've got a link to everything that you need there at KinderOutdoors.com. Anthony, it's a fantastic weekend. People can't make it here today listening from afar, but they can bid, and they can certainly come and join us next year. And I know that those plans haven't come together quite yet, or can you tell us anything about next year?
I would imagine next year's going to be back again at Barnsley Resort. I mean, it's such a wonderful facility. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't come back, you know, unless they arrest Jim again and kick us out of Georgia.
Yeah, we may have to move for legal reasons. Who knows? But listen, do try to come and join us. You will benefit from this. You will receive the blessing from this. Anthony, thanks for all that you do. We'll see you a little later today out a little practice round on the golf course.
Sounds great, Billy. Looking forward to seeing you again.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
We have a ton of fun at the Jim Shockey Classic every year. Here's a little audio from the golf course with Jim a year ago. Hey, Jim, I notice that you have slipped downward from a pitching wedge, which was not very manly to begin with, to a putter only now. What's up with that?
You know, there's a saying in golf that you drive for show and you putt for dough. So what I'm doing is I'm actually playing to, you know, my strong suit, which is putting now.
I
couldn't help but notice that you're bedding with these veterans out here. Is that legal in South Carolina?
Well, you know, we didn't check the laws, and I'm sure that this won't air until after the statute of limitations, so we're good.
We'll all be well hidden by the time. Going to take a minute and stretch our legs, maybe have a sausage and biscuit, and I would urge you to visit us at kinderoutdoors.com. Click on that Freedom Hunters tab and make a bid on an auction item. Support these veterans at the Jim Shockey Classic with Kinder Outdoors, presented by Patriot Mobile.
There's only one thing that can keep us out of the deer woods. Just kidding. Welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Glad you're here in camp with us at Kinder Outdoors, brought to you this time around by our friends at Purina Pro Plan. Pro Plan Performance Formula in the purple sport packaging at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. That's what you feed your hard-working bird dog, and not only in the wintertime. I know it's a hot fuel, 30% protein, 20% fat, but it's a year-round feed. You just cut back the amount that you feed in the summertime. I promise you, your dog's internal system will appreciate the consistency. Pro Plan Performance for your working dogs. The big boys are all fishing this weekend. Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour is on Dale Hollow Lake in Tennessee, historic bass fishing water. And the Bassmaster Elites taking off from Venetian Gardens Ski Beach at 7 o'clock every morning and weighing in at that same location on the Harris Chain of Lakes, Florida. And I've got to get this in the show this week. Rebecca Jones, a beautiful young lady up in the state of Oregon, went fishing the other day and she caught a monkey face prickleback. In fact, this 4.8-pound monkey face prickleback is potentially the new world's record. I've never heard of a monkey face prickleback that I can remember. Maybe you haven't either. It's ugly. It's Beauty and the Beast on the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. We are in Georgia, Adairsville, Georgia, at the Jim Shockey Classic benefiting Freedom Hunters this weekend. Here's a little tape from the final evening of last year's event when I sat down with Jim Shockey. Jim, what a great day, man. What a day.
It's the best. I love it down here in South Carolina, and the people that come out to support this great cause, it's fantastic. You can't thank them enough.
Yeah. They come with generous hearts, and just when you think they can't give any more, they give more. Not only money, but I'm talking about time, volunteers, a lot of really special people.
Yeah, I mean, you probably heard me trying to thank everybody last night. It's so many people devote their time and energies to this to make it a success. And again, the cause is worthy.
Why do you people in Canada do that? Again, you take a perfectly good word like again, A-G-I-N, like we do in Texas, and then you just blow it up.
Eh?
Jim, normally you're standing on one of the holes, a par three, with a wedge or a 9-iron or whatever you need, and you compete against the guys that way. But you've had some medical issues over the past year. You've been fighting. You got some arthritis. Makes you hard to swing the club. But you're pretty competitive, so you just grab the putter and go.
Yeah, this year I wanted to compete so badly because what I'll do is I'll sit on the hole on a par three, and I'll take on all four people in each foursome.
Yeah.
And I'll try and be KP. We do a bet. It's legal here in South Carolina, they tell me. And I try and beat them all. And I'm about 70% successful at beating the whole group. But this year I couldn't swing a club. The arthritis is so bad. So I'm working on that. Next year I'll be back. But I still picked up the putter and tried to help out each group on the putting green, which I didn't do because I'm a terrible putter. But I did my best.
Well, hey, you did a really good job, and it was a lot of fun. To quote Joe the Pro, the guy that was hitting balls for you up on the tee box today, great guy, by the way, he said, you know, I hope Jim is better with that muzzleloader than he is with that putter, Dan.
I assure you, Jim is better with the muzzleloader than the putter.
If people want to, are they interested in this, maybe want to come join us next year or whatever, what are they in for when they get here? What happens? What takes place?
Well, we've got a meet and greet the evening before and a tremendous auction, not online, but also there's a live auction. There's hunts from all over the world. There's guns galore here, and then a whole bunch of like knives, you name it. It's all here. Even I think we had a blow up giant Zodiac type boat.
Yeah, we did.
So that's all available, and it's all for a good cause, like I say, but the prices are good as well. So anybody that comes on the first evening gets to be part of that. There's a dinner, and there's some speakers that are amazing. I mean, the lives they've done, the sacrifices they've made, and they, you know, they tell their stories. There's at least four-star generals retired that came to the event or have been coming every year, and this year again. Then the next day we have a golf event, and right now we're just about to celebrate the barbecue and give away all the awards, yeah, including for last place. So you don't have to be it's not about golfing. It's about camaraderie, getting together, and raising money for a great cause.
It's actually about healing, too, for these guys that have come back wounded from war, and that they tell us over and over again what great healing this is.
Yeah, you know, the Freedom Hunters, Anthony Pace and his crew, that's who I support as the foundation. Anthony and I came up with that, boy, it's more than 20 years ago, and we've taken over 11,000 veterans on all-expense-paid outdoor adventures, you know, fishing, hunting, and the joy that it brings to them, the happiness that maybe wasn't in their lives, it actually saves lives. And they've told us this over and over. When you hear the stories, I mean, you can't hold back the tears when they're telling their stories of what it meant to them. And this is so rewarding. I mean, you do what you can, but it's never enough. And this is, like I say, we're doing our best, but it's a fabulous event if anybody wants to come out.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, it's so much fun. Every time we get together, we have fun, and it's always for a great cause. Freedom Hunters, I can't tell you thanks enough for what you do. When you lend your name and your image to Freedom Hunters, something like this, it boosts it up and lets everybody know, hey, this is legit.
Well, I appreciate that. But right back at you for everything you do as well for the veterans and for the outdoors conservation. I mean, you're there every single time, and that total respect.
This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. I got a note from my wireless provider, Patriot Mobile, the other day, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they were promoting our National Day of Prayer. It's coming up, you know, Thursday, May 2nd. This nation needs prayer. This nation needs companies that believe in the power of prayer. And this nation needs people and companies like Patriot Mobile that are unashamed to invite you to come pray with them. Patriot Mobile also provides strong 4G and 5G coverage. If you have great service now, you're going to have great service when you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code KINDER, K-I-N-D-E-R. Do something great for your country. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Each month when you pay your bill, a portion of that will support our military and first responders. Sanctity of life in our First and Second Amendments. There's no one else out there like Patriot Mobile. If you ever stop just once in West Texas at the very unique Herdware store and visit with the very unique Cecil Miskin, you'll make it a regular stop every time you pass by.
We are on US 287, which is one of the oldest and most major US highways still. We are 40 miles south and east of Amarillo.
H-E-R-D, Herdware Store.
We've got bison leather goods, vests, chaps, dusters, and bison hide coats, bison leather belts and wallets, bison leather shoes, art. We've got Western artifacts. We've got native artifacts. The only way we can describe it is all things bison. If you're not interested in bison, don't stop. If you're interested in bison, come on and plan on spending 15 minutes to 2 hours and enjoy yourself. The only rule that we have in the store, and we've had it for many years, and we've only had one person ever break our rule, is if you're not having fun, we're going to ask you to leave.
The most unique stop between the Gulf and the Pacific, Cecil Miskin and the Herdware Store, herdware.net. The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vehicle. Thomas Jefferson, June 11, 1807. Patriot Mobile, supporting free speech with Kender Outdoors.
May God greatly bless Patriot Mobile. They're doing great things, and a lot of companies need to follow what Patriot is doing. They're supporting our country. And we all need to get back on board. Like Merle Haggard once said, if you don't love it, leave it. Coming to you from the great state of Georgia, beautiful Adairsville, Georgia, not too far outside of Atlanta, and the Barnsley Resort. Look it up. Check it out. Barnsley Resort. It's a fabulous place and a wonderful setting for the Jim Shockey Classic, an annual fundraiser for Freedom Hunters, which does exceptional work blessing our men and women, our veterans of the United States and Canadian militaries. Freedom Hunters and Anthony Pace. Those words go together. They're all one. Anthony, thank you so much for your hard work all year long for these men and women, these heroes. And thank you for joining me on the show this week.
Oh, Billy, it's great to be back with you as always.
We are coming to the world today from Adairsville, Georgia. First time in my life I've been in Adairsville, Georgia that I can remember, and we're at the Barnsley Resort. Hey, this is a pretty swanky spot. This is pretty nice.
It really is a great spot. It's a beautiful location. I understand the golf course is near number one in Georgia, and we'll be shooting sporting clays at one of the best sporting places as well. So it should be a fantastic event.
It is going to be a great weekend, and of course, we want you here with us in person, but if not, you can check us out online, keep up with the auctions, and be a part of this and support Freedom Hunters. I know you don't want to support Freedom Hunters until you know what it is, so Anthony, I've asked you 100 times, but we have to keep telling the story. What is Freedom Hunters? Who are Freedom Hunters?
Well, we are a military outreach program, 501c3. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor adventures, mainly hunting, shooting, and fishing trips, and we'll do that all across the country and do some international trips as well.
When you say international trips, are you talking about Africa or what? I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we do some African trips. We got a place in Namibia that we send the guys to, as well as up in British Columbia for bears and Newfoundland for moose. And, you know, we'll have a fishing trip down to the Bahamas as well.
And it's a great way to say thank you to our military men and women that have served us so fearlessly and faithfully. And hats off again, Anthony. Thank you for what you and the Freedom Hunters team do year after year after year to take these guys and gals on these outstanding adventures. That takes money. It takes locations. It takes willing landowners. Let's start right there. If I'm a landowner and I have prairie dogs on my place or coyotes, I'm not a spectacular spot, you can still use me, right? We can still help.
Oh, absolutely. Any type of adventure, any type of opportunity, whether it's hunting, shooting, or fishing, we'd love to get the guys out with you. All you have to do is contact us, say, hey, you know, we've got prairie dogs that are running all over the place, and we'll arrange it. We'll get the veterans to come. We'll set up lodging, food, whatever we need to make that opportunity work. And any opportunity, really, Billy, is a huge therapeutic adventure for the guys. And we've seen how it's changed their lives and how it's saved lives. So anything that comes forward is obviously extremely welcome.
Literally saved lives. And no matter where you are in the country, if you're listening to us in Hawaii or Maine or South Texas or Florida or wherever, there are veterans in your area. And I think typically that's how it works, right? When you have a hunt in South Texas, you're going to get in touch with local vets there that can use this kind of therapy and treatment.
Absolutely. So we've been doing this since 2006. So I've got a database of warriors spread out all across the country, and so it's easy to do. If somebody says, "Hey, I've got a spot in Fort Worth, Texas, for us to come to," all I've got to do is pull up the database, find out who's close enough to drive to it, and so it could be as simple as a half day opportunity, and we've got people within driving distance all over the country.
That is so cool. What if I have a buddy or a family member that could benefit from this, a veteran, a wounded warrior, someone that has served our country and could use the camaraderie in the field or out on the boat?
Yeah, it's simple. We've got an online application. If you go to freedomhunters.org, up in the top right-hand corner, there's an apply for an adventure. You can fill it out for that serviceman, or they can fill it out themselves and just ask some basic logistics questions and questions about their service, nothing that's too invasive. Once we do select the serviceman, we'll ask for a DD-214 and have a waiver signed just to make things official. But it's a simple application that'll take you 5 minutes to fill out at the most.
Anthony, 20 years ago, the Lord laid it on your heart to do something more than just shake hands and say thank you. You wanted to go to work for these men and women, and boy, have you ever done that. How many trips now over 20 years?
We've taken out over 14,000 veterans and their family members.
Wow. Did you grow up hunting and fishing? Was this part of your lifestyle, and you just wanted to share it with these folks?
It did. I mean, that was some of the best times in my life, and hunting with my grandfather and my dad and my uncle and, you know, my brother, now with my kids. So it's a passion for me. It's something that we do to get together, bond, laugh, tell stories. There's nothing like that that I think can get accomplished anywhere else than out in the field.
Yeah, it's good medicine for us when we go. How much more for that wheelchair-bound veteran or that veteran that maybe is suffering from PTSD and just doesn't socialize and get out like before, maybe. This is a really good way to help them out and to encourage them. And even, like you said earlier, save lives sometimes. So we are in Adairsville, Georgia. This all takes money to take these veterans and treat them like Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters does. It takes money. Jim Shockey attached his name to this 20 years ago as well, and that's been a great benefit. Everybody knows and loves Jim, and this is the Jim Shockey Classic. So tell people what that is.
Yeah, so the Jim Shockey Classic is one of our biggest fundraisers. We get together. This year we'll do sporting clays and golf. And then we also have a charity banquet with an online auction as well as in person. But the online auction is pretty amazing. We've got over 150 vendors that come together, donate their product, again, to help us raise money to get these adventures going.
Yeah, and that all takes place Sunday night. What about the silent auction? Can folks at home participate in that as well?
Absolutely, and we've got great items. I mean, we've got firearms from Stoger, Daniel Defense, HS Precision, Henry Rifle, Bighorn Armory, Christensen Arms, Gunworks, PTR, and Palmetto State Arms. So any kind of firearm you want. We've got knives. We've got optics from Revic and Vortex and Leupold and Trigicon. So you name it, we got it.
Awesome. We're going to get more into the detail of some of these auction items when we come back from the coffee pot in just a few minutes. So don't run off, Anthony. Hang on. Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters, we're coming to you from the fabulous Barnsley Resort, Adairsville, Georgia, for the Jim Shockey Classic, benefiting Freedom Hunters. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. You'll find all of those great Pro Plan formulas, and there is one specifically built for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri. Make the switch to Pro Plan, and you'll have a visibly healthier dog.
This is Jim Shockey, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about them with Kinder Outdoors.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
That moment when it all lines up. The planning, the process, the lifetime of in-the-woods experience all comes down to that one moment that old Tom is calling up and within range. At Marksman Firearms, we can help you get ready with calls, guns, chokes, turkey loads, and more. Marksman Firearms stores in Killeen, Mansfield, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. Make your mark at Marksman. Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born. And since then, a quarter of a million people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org. Freedom Hunters,
They say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Switch to Patriot Mobile and you'll be promoting and educating American youth in the principles of freedom, free market, and limited government. This is Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors.
My dear friend Anthony Pace and Freedom Hunters, we're having a big weekend in Adairsville, Georgia at the Barnsley Resort. Thanks for hanging on, Anthony.
Oh, man, it's great to be with you.
We're having a tremendous time this weekend. I accused our dear friend Jim Shockey last year. We were in the Carolinas, and he does a little gambling out on the golf course with our golfers. I accused him of illegal gambling last year, which is why we had to move to Georgia to get him out of hot water. So that's not really the case. It's a fundraiser out on the golf course where you go head to head with Jim, and it's a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, it's a great time. You know, we have Jim will be out on one of the par threes, and challenge the people closest to the pin, and just a great time of some quality time to spend with Jim and get to know him a little bit. And he's so accessible at this event. Just come up and talk to him and take his hand, and it's a good time for sure.
Absolutely, and not only Jim, but the real heroes at this event, and I don't want to undersell that, because Jim brings a lot of clout to and attention to this event and throughout the year for Freedom Hunters that really benefits these men and women. But the heroes in the room are our veterans, and it's always a room full of very humble and modest heroes, incredible people.
Absolutely. So we've got three great speakers that are going to come. We've got Major General Klein will speak. We've got Tyler Andrew Vargas will be one of the speakers. In the room, we'll have three four-star generals. We've got two of the veterans that we've had out on the Shockey tribute hunts that'll be in the room, and quite a few others that they come as volunteers as well as participants.
I want to make sure that people understand that because this is the Jim Shockey Classic and he attaches his name to Freedom Hunters, this is not a fundraiser for Jim Shockey. We don't raise money to buy trips from Jim and his outfitting operation. This is all out of the heart to help these men and women.
Absolutely. And it's great. It's the
to get these women out on the Shawkey tribute hunts. I mean, these are special hunts, you know, what I would consider high-end trophy hunts. And it's an opportunity that, most of these warriors can't afford personally. So to be able to send them to, you know, to Africa or British Columbia or Newfoundland is something that, most of these guys could never afford in their lifetime.
Most people on planet Earth could never afford these trips in their lifetime. So, hey, it's beyond special, and they deserve it beyond deserving for sure. Let's turn our attention now to this incredible auction that we're having both online and in person. People can go and look and bid right now, can't they?
Yes, they can. The auction's opened up and ready to go.
So where do we go online?
If you go to JimShockeyClassic.com, there's a link right to the auction site, and you can just click on that, register, and start bidding.
Just that simple. And how many items are there in that silent auction room?
In the silent auction, we've got over 100 items on the silent auction.
Wow.
So some great stuff on there.
If you're an outdoors man or woman, you're going to want to take a look at this stuff. You briefly mentioned it earlier, but a bunch of guns.
Oh, yeah. There are some amazing guns. You know, I love lever guns. That Bighorn Armory is a Smith & Wesson 500. Beautiful wood, an amazing gun. I had the privilege of shooting one probably 15 years ago at the SHOT Show out at the range day, and I've been in love with them ever since. So every time I get to put my fingers on one, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not it. I mean, if you, everything from a smoke pole to a AR, if it's suits your fancy, it's going to be in the silent auction and available to you now, right?
Absolutely. You know, and one I would take a look at too, Horns for Heroes made us a beautiful steak knife set. It's a deadhead 8-point whitetail. It's got Damascus blade knives inlaid with turquoise, both on the mount itself and in the handles of the knives. Just an amazing piece. If somebody really wants a showcase knife set for their lodge or their home, this would be the one.
Yeah, and that leads me right into my next question. If I'm not a hunter, if I'm not a shooter, there's still plenty for me in this auction. There's just a ton of beautiful art, different things that you can choose to bid on, and at the same time, help our wonderful warriors.
Absolutely. You know, Eva Shockey's got some of her products on there, so we've got necklaces and, you know, tablecloth set. We've got concealed carry purses, jewelry, whatever you want. There's got to be something on here that you'd like.
Every lady needs a concealed carry purse, whether you carry and own a pistol now or not, because you ought to carry and have a pistol and have some training in that for self-defense in this world we live in. Anthony, if you can hang on one more time for me, we're going to come back and put a bow on it in a couple of minutes, okay?
Very good.
This is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by Patriot Mobile. I'm Billy Kinder. Hey, you know, if we have a house dog or a hard-working dog, a bird dog, it doesn't matter if it's a sporting breed, all of our dogs should know the command, here or come. If you open the door and your dog bolts from the house, is headed for the busy road, busy street, you should be able to turn that dog with a come or a here. How do we accomplish that? Well, I had a conversation with one of the world's finest bird dog trainers, Ronnie Smith, up in Oklahoma, Smith Kennels.
Ronnie Smith, I want to talk to you this morning about here. That's one of the most, I believe, here and whoa are the two most important commands that I can have on my dogs. And, boy, here's the first thing they ever learn in life. How do we go about, with that puppy or young dog, getting them started on here? Come to me when I say that word.
Right. The most important thing when you're teaching any type of command is that you do it in as controlled, successful environment as possible, and then just be very repetitive about it. Talking about the here, I would start the dog on a rope. If it's a younger dog, puppy, I might start him on a smaller diameter cord. But just by having that dog on a cord, you have control of the situation. So when you cue that dog to come to you, when he starts to go off, you can take that away from him. You're going to be successful having a rope on him.
And consistency and repetition, very important, right? We don't need to be taking a day off.
No, that's right. You know, never put yourself in a position where you ask a dog something of him that you can't enforce it. So if you're doing rope work, trying to teach a dog here, then the next day he's running out in the yard, don't ask him to come to you if you don't have a rope on him and can't enforce that, because now you have inconsistency in your program, and that's the behavior you're going to have.
Okay, Ronnie, you've been using a rope or a check cord to get your pup to come to you. Are you using any verbal commands so far?
Initially, you are not. You're just trying to get the behavior of a dog that when you cue him with the rope, that he comes to you willing. Once you can get that behavior, then just tell him what it's called, either here or come, or you can name it anything you want.
Now, after we have gone along steady enough that we're off the rope, what's your next step?
What I would do initially is let that dog drag the rope, because you're going to have a refusal, guarantee it. So if your dog's out running free, let him drag the cord, the rope, and make sure there's not a knot in the end of that rope so that he doesn't get hung up. But when you ask him to come to you, if he doesn't, then you need to walk over, grab the rope, pull him to you, then positive reinforcement. That way you don't get he learns that he can't refuse you.
And then eventually on down the road, you're going to transfer that over to an e-collar, right?
Right. And all think about the e-collar is just a long imaginary rope. The dog already knows what it is that he's supposed to do, and he has been doing it. So the e-collar is just a remote cue. It's just a long rope.
This is the pig man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs. With Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, it's Billy Kinder. If you've listened to me very long, you know that I depend on buffalo wool products to keep me warm in harsh winter conditions. But did you know that these highly effective buffalo fibers work equally well in the heat of summer?
Their native rangeland goes from Tok, Alaska, down past Mexico City.
Ron and Teresa Miskin have 3 decades of weaving perfection from those precious insulating fibers of the bison, and they put them to the test on the world's toughest playground, Alaska.
That's our field testing. Moose hunting, there's so much that goes on up there.
The big advantage of bison fiber, besides the insulation, is it's moisture wicking, and keeping your feet dry, your body dry, and that sweat away from there reduces the bacterial growth, reduces any foot fungus or anything like that. Bison fiber in a cowboy boot will run 3 to 5 degrees cooler than a cotton sock.
Take a look at the new line of cool, wicking buffalo wool for the summer.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
I didn't know buffaloes had wool.
Yep. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. In layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for 5 generations.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
Patriot Mobile, that is my wireless provider, and I'm so glad I made the switch, and for a lot of reasons. Number one, I have great service. I have great 4G, 5G, nationwide, wherever I go, deer blind, boat, all my favorite waypoints that I like to fish. I've got service where I had service before with a big name brand carrier. I have now with Patriot Mobile. The difference is what happens after I pay my bill. A portion of my payment goes to the Patriot Mobile mission, which is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always in their work. Learn more about Patriot Mobile when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and I want to pay your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom and standing for the pillars and strengths that made America great to begin with.
We give thanks to God above for His blessing on our rights to hunt, fish, and fill our freezers with healthy protein. We celebrate that in this camp house at Kinder Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Kinder Outdoors presented by Patriot Mobile. Coming to you along with a lot of great patriots, American patriots, this weekend. From the Jim Shockey Classic, Adairsville, Georgia, at the beautiful Barnsley Resort. Benefiting Freedom Hunters, which does fantastic work. We're going to get into that a little bit more. My friend Anthony Pace joins me now, rejoins me. He's been co-hosting the show with me today. Thanks for hanging on, Anthony.
Oh, man, it's great to be back with you and enjoy the conversation as always.
Hey, we are in Adairsville, Georgia this weekend for the Jim Shockey Classic Military Tribute for Freedom Hunters, which brings in funds to take these men and women, these heroes, on incredible hunting and fishing and outdoor excursions around the globe, literally. And that's proven through the years to be really good therapy for these folks, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been amazing to see how lives have been changed. And, you know, just for instance, this last year we sent four warriors up to Newfoundland on the moose hunt for the Shockey tribute hunts. And two of the veterans, you know, it had never met before. One of our veterans from Arizona and another one from Maryland came, and they decided that they were going to drive part of the trip. Had never met each other, so they drove from Maryland up to Newfoundland, you know, took the ferry across the ocean to get to the hunt. And, you know, both of them after the trip and during the trip said, you know, they'd found a new friends for life. And, you know, we're able to talk through issues that they were going through personally and physically. And it really, really changed their life, you know, brightened their day. And I think, you know, as far as I know right now, they're planning on getting together and doing an elk hunt together. So it's very cool just to see that happen and understand what this money that we're raising to goes for.
Yeah, absolutely. And 14,000 trips through the years. What you just told us, you've seen that over and over and over again, even to the point of saving lives.
It has. You know, I was approached by a veteran who we took out. He turned out to start volunteering with us. And a couple years into volunteering, he said, "Hey, I was one of those guys that was sitting at home with a pistol underneath my pillow. And just waiting for the day to get up the courage to take my life." And you called and you said, "Hey, come fishing with us." And that event changed his life. He, you know, turned his life around, started helping other veterans, went and got his degree in psychology. And so now he's not only helping them get out on outdoor adventures, but physically being able to counsel them step by step.
Wow, what a story. What incredible work and important work that you're doing. And you had mentioned the two veterans on the moose hunt in Newfoundland. They can speak to each other. They can talk to each other in a way that we cannot. They've experienced something that we never have, never will, more than likely. And it's so important to bring these guys together. The moose is spectacular. The hunt is over the top, incredible, a memory they'll never forget. But it's not the highlight of the trip. It's not the most important part of the trip. It's the vehicle that brings about healing. And God bless you for doing it and for Freedom Hunters. I know that, Anthony, there are a lot of unpaid Freedom Hunter volunteers out there that you'd like to tip your hat to.
Absolutely. So I calculated the hours, volunteer hours that we had for 23. We ended up with over 35,000 hours, volunteer hours. And the guys give their heart and soul. And they may only volunteer, you know, for one event a year. And then I've got other guys that, you know, put in 40 to 50 hours a week just, making phone calls and connecting with vendors and outfitters and landowners. So it's pretty amazing to see all these great people that have come together and given their hearts and souls into it.
Absolutely. You betcha. And, boy, I know that if folks are sitting at home in Kansas or Montana and listening to us today, they'd love to be here. You can participate. Once again, we want to remind you to check us out online, make a bid at that fantastic silent auction. Tell us again, Anthony, where to go.
If you go to jimshockeyclassic.com, there's a link right up at the top that will direct you right to the auction site.
Okay, or kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. We've got a link to everything that you need there at kinderoutdoors.com. Anthony, it's a fantastic weekend. People can't make it here today listening from afar, but they can bid, and they can certainly come and join us next year. And I know that those plans haven't come together quite yet, or can you tell us anything about next year?
I would imagine next year's going to be back again at Barnsley Resort. I mean, it's such a wonderful facility. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't come back, you know, unless they arrest Jim again and kick us out of Georgia.
Yeah, we may have to move for legal reasons. Who knows? But listen, do try to come and join us. You will benefit from this. You will receive the blessing from this. Anthony, thanks for all that you do. We'll see you a little later today out a little practice round on the golf course.
Sounds great, Billy. Looking forward to seeing you again.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
It's serious business raising money for a great cause, the Jim Shockey Classic, but it's also full of smiles and laughter. Here's a little audio from the golf course a year ago with Jim.
Hey, Jim, I notice that you have slipped downward from a pitching wedge, which was not very manly to begin with, to a putter only now. What's up with that?
You know, there's a saying in golf that
you drive for show and you putt for dough. So what I'm doing is I'm actually playing to, you know, my strong suit, which is putting now.
Yeah, what a great day, huh?
It's awesome. The perfect weather. South Carolina is the perfect venue. People are wonderful. Yeah, it's and raising money for a great cause.
Yeah, and it's so fun to see these guys out on the course smiling.
Yeah, everybody's having fun. And last night raised a ton of money, and today we'll raise more.
I couldn't help but notice that you're betting with these veterans out here. Is that legal in South Carolina?
Well, you know, we didn't check the laws, and I'm sure that this won't air until after the statute of limitations, so we're good.
We'll all be well hidden by the time this
year. Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, Billy.
Last year's event in South Carolina. This year we're at the Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, and it sounds like we might be coming back here next year. It's an awesome, awesome venue. I hope that you will seriously and prayerfully consider joining us. You'll have so much fun. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today. Why don't you come back and see me next time around? Join us online today for that Freedom Hunters auction. Until next time, may God bless you and your bunch.